What's the name of the podcast, Ethan?
I don't fucking know.
Yeah, it's not comedy.
It's not going to be a podcast. It's going to be a fucking train wreck.
I wouldn't say that.
Do you know what Cream Fiend is?
They sell Nangs, nitrous oxide canisters for making...
Cakes.
Cakes. Yeah, but yeah. They'll deliver them to you any time of day, night. Cream Fiend.
It's already in shambles. This is How to Not Comedy.
Yeah, we were supposed to be in the fucking studio, but our producer's got coronavirus.
James is going to die.
Yeah.
He's our producer now.
Yeah.
Fuck, that was quick doing that title.
Yeah, well, he's done one episode. So.
If James gets it, I don't think he's going to survive.
No.
He doesn't look like a healthy man.
No, I don't think I'll survive if I get it, so.
Yeah, another way, you're both fucked.
Yeah, we're both fucked.
I'm probably fucked too. Smoked a lot of ciggies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't smoke anymore, though.
I kind of look healthy, but my past, not that healthy.
Is that why you're a vegan now?
I could go down at any point. We don't know. Yeah.
You're like one of those 31-year-olds with, like, no, like, previous medical conditions, like, current previous medical conditions that goes in. You're like, oh, yeah, I've just got a bit of a cough. And then in a week time.
Just fucked.
You're
just
on a flat, ventilator.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just
definitely.
With oxygen.
Yeah. I've had a dark past.
It's fucked up. I've heard some like real bad ones, like bad shit with corona, with like 30-year-olds that go in, and they're like, "If I had to stay at home, I would have died." And you're like, "Holy fuck!"
Yeah, you don't think about it.
Yeah,
people
it's like
that
pretty
age.
Much pneumonia.
Yeah,
pneumonia will fuck anyone up.
But everyone's like, "It's not going to happen to me."
Because I'm 30 or whatever. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. You don't meet that fucking demographic of like 75 to 80, but it can fuck anyone up, really.
Mm. Yep.
You just get unlucky.
Pretty much. So, yeah. Trying to avoid that shit. Yeah. Still going to shows, though. Still going to go to the Kent next week.
Is it still
be
on?
I think Adam just said it was going to be canned, didn't he?
No, he said it was still on last time I heard.
We'll just have to fucking.
But that guy's a piece of shit,
out.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He wouldn't tell if it was cancelled.
Nah.
He'd just let everyone go in.
Yeah, and he'd sit there and just be laughing with a beer in his hand because he's a piece of shit. Do you all agree on that?
He's
a piece of shit.
Did you see this message? And he was like, oh, does anyone want to do any doomsday drinking? You cunts keen for a doomsday drink.
So just. That's just his life, basically. Just.
Yeah. Every day.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. A doomsday drink. Fuck,
that's dark.
The world's ending. I'll get drunk.
Yeah.
So tell you what I'm not going to do on the last day of the earth being around. Go drink with Adam Roden.
Why not?
Look, I feel like I've got bigger priorities.
I need to jack off and fix my shower.
Oh, look. Yeah. I'm definitely fucking the last day.
You could create your own porn channel like you said you were going to do. Like that's
Yeah. That's my goal.
You should start a porn channel dedicated to self-isolation wanking.
Oh, that is great. That is a fucking good idea.
It's not bad.
That'd take off, I reckon.
Yeah. Just in Italy, though.
Especially if you do it in blackface. Because...
Oh, it's fucking awful.
Yeah.
Wow.
Then I think you'd go viral.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure you would.
Yeah. I'd fucking might as well paint swastikas on myself while I'm at it. Fuck it. Just really lean into it.
Mm. Why not?
I mean, if you're going to go for that demographic, you might as well fucking go hard. I've nearly finished my beer. Like, I've got a mouthful left. Have you got any more?
Yeah. I've got more beers. You have to drive, though. Oh, but you're fat, so you can have three.
No, yeah.
There we go. Now we're even for me forgetting to tell you that we're doing it at the shed.
I was like about to get angry and I was like, oh, no, he probably messaged me on Facebook or something like that.
No, I don't bother anymore because you never fucking answer. Although today was the only day that you did actually answer.
Yeah.
And I was sitting there and I was like, do I get up him about the fact that he never answers his phone? Or do we just leave it?
Yeah.
You pick your battles, right?
Like, yeah. We're both like, yep, sorry, fuck, all right. And it was all good.
Yeah. It was like, I was like, ah, fuck it. He probably did message me on Facebook and I just haven't seen it because I've been driving.
Oh, just done, forgot.
Yeah. That's all right. I got here on time as well.
You did.
I was actually running early for once. Usually I'm fucking 20 minutes late to every one of these things.
Good job, man.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah, congratulations.
He's really putting his heart and soul into this podcast.
Yeah, I can see that.
Still haven't uploaded those fucking episodes.
What number are you up to? I just saw 27 on Spotify.
Yeah,
30. Yeah, we're up to 35.
Oh, right. You lazy piece of shit, Mitch.
Well, it's not even lazy.
It's not my fault.
It's the internet.
I'd say it's 50-50. I'm lazy.
At least you're taking some of it.
Yeah, it's also a pain in the dick.
Yeah.
Like,
no one needs that.
No one needs a pain in the dick.
No.
No. It's fucked, man. So, I got so stoned the other night that I literally got lost in my iPad. Like, I couldn't find a program. And I was like, I didn't know what page I was on. Like,
did you become the iPad? Is that what you mean?
It was like, I was on fucking Discord on speakerphone. But I was like, I didn't know how I got there. And I was just like, what's going on? And I was slightly freaking out. And we're on this. Yeah, if you haven't used Discord,
no,
before,
I haven't used it.
It's like a voice. It's like Skype almost.
Yeah,
where you like have multiple people in groups. And yeah, everyone's just listening to me. I'm like, oh man, this is a whole thing, hey guys. Oh, fuck. I was literally lost in my iPad. Just couldn't find Facebook.
But yet you managed to log on to Discord somehow and make a dick of yourself.
Yeah, don't know how that happened. Gonna be honest. Yeah, but
you've been getting stoned a fair bit lately.
Yeah, I'm fucking going deep. But yeah, I was saying before the podcast, like I got fucking real high and like freaked out, saw the devil.
The devil?
Oh, man. Fuck, man. I didn't actually see him, as in he was a physical being in front of me, but he was definitely there.
Yeah, maybe you shouldn't be smoking weed, Mitch.
Nah, maybe not.
It didn't sound that good.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, fuck. That was on Friday night, and last night I was like,
You smoking every day?
Every day I don't need to drive the next day.
Which is every day because he's working from home.
Yeah.
It's a roundabout way of saying every day.
Yeah.
It's
a slippery slope.
I like your moderation tactics. They're good. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll just smoke every second day. Yeah.
You can clearly see that they're working by the girth of his stomach.
Oh, yeah.
What's your go-to munchie?
Oh, fuck. I don't even know, eh? Whatever I can get.
You get lost in the fridge, do you?
I don't even have the balls to open the fridge, to be honest.
That's how wasted you get.
I'm like, Tanya, you need to go in the fridge and find something.
Is it cereal? That was always the go-to when I got stoned.
Fucking how good is cereal? I got Crunchy Nut at home.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Maybe I'll have some tonight and just mung down a packet of Crunchy Nut.
Oh, I had cereal for dinner so many times when I used to smoke weed.
Yeah.
It was just easy.
Yeah.
It's like two things.
Yeah, I think that's it. That's what it is, isn't it? It's like, yeah, we could do a whole banquet or we could just add milk to something.
Yeah. I remember my brother trying to make dinner one time when he was stoned and he's just chopping up these carrots so fucking slow.
I was there.
Oh,
I remember you getting real mad at him.
It's like, come on, cunt.
Yeah.
Get out of first gear, please.
Yeah, I'm going to be sober by the time you finish. Yeah.
Because he was standing there talking. Like, he goes on these mad stoner rants.
Yeah.
Like, you get Jay stoned and
they're fucking awful, too. I hate stoner rants.
Are they conspiracy kind of rants?
No, just like with how the world is and shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Just their opinions.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't need to hear that shit when you're high. You're like, let's do something fun.
Yeah. Like, sit here and stare at the roof.
Yeah. Or watch Teletubbies or something.
Listen to Primus, man. I've got a new appreciation for Primus since I started smoking weed.
Well, that's good.
Like, if you, just listening to the nuances in the song, like how they'll make it sound like, they'll move the sound from, each ear, so it'll actually make it sound like they're fucking dancing around your head.
Yeah,
while they're singing the song.
That's marijuana talking right yeah. now.
No, but they actually do it. Like, they do change.
Yeah, but I don't think it makes them dance around your head.
No, it makes it feel like that. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
that's
the weed that makes it feel like that.
Yeah.
It would be good if the albums came with, like, a best listen to on.
Yeah.
Like, whatever they wrote it on.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well,
maybe not some of Tool's earlier stuff, because that was heroin, but.
Yeah. I don't get how you can be conscious and listen to music on heroin.
Yeah, well, he was performing on heroin. Yeah. Look at the
Who Maynard?
Yeah, he's on stage and he's just like, he's an upright vegetable. Yeah. He's just fucked. Yeah. Some of Undertow's stuff, like in the 90s, I think.
Yeah. Didn't he used to just perform behind a screen as well?
Yeah, even when I saw him recently, he sits up the back. Like, he's in the dark.
He doesn't
want
to be the front man.
No, he doesn't want to be the typical sort of front man, yeah.
What a toss.
Do you reckon that?
It's a little bit, I don't know how I feel. About it. It's a bit pretentious, but it just doesn't want
to.
I guess
pretentious, we don't know. But if he's doing it to be contrarian and go against everyone else that does that, then you're like, that's a wanker move. But if he's like actually crippled by anxiety and hiding up the back, then you're like, oh, can't feel sorry for that.
Could
dude.
Be a thing. He doesn't say much either. Like, he said like two lines that weren't sort of in the song. So
Yeah.
That's good. I like that.
Yeah,
just
I do too.
Fucking
just,
shit
yeah.
and fuck off. No one wants. If you want to hear stupid opinions, I'll go to Sticks and Stones.
we don't want to hear your shitty ass jokes in between the songs. Sticky Fingers did that too. They didn't say a word the whole thing.
Well, they are not allowed to say anything anymore.
Because, really?
No, I don't know. Didn't they get done like?
I don't know.
Like they got Me Too'd pretty hard.
Oh, I didn't hear about that.
Yeah.
I feel like every band. I'm surprised there hasn't been more band members that have been Me Too'd.
I mean, their name is Sticky Fingers.
Like, that's a good point.
They're gonna get in trouble.
Yeah.
They're apparently like notorious for fucking around.
Right.
Doing shit with chicks. So, as you would.
So their manager was like, just fucking keep it down.
Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I would assume that's why they're pretty quiet on stage.
But both bands, fucking awesome live.
So Sticky Fingers open for Tool.
No, a lot of people were pissed off because they don't interact with the crowd at all. I don't really care. I'm like, the music is awesome, so who gives a fuck?
Yeah, you're there to see the music.
That's what I'm there for if I'm going to see a band.
Yeah,
live.
Yeah, like who? I don't know. It's like people expect that banter in between songs as a theme, you know what I mean?
Unless it's part of the performance, I don't really care.
Yeah, maybe if you're doing a solo acoustic gig or something and you want to connect with the crowd a bit, yeah, fine, but not at their level. Who cares? Just play the fucking songs.
Yeah. Especially if, like, they start saying shit that you really don't agree with as well.
It ruins it for you? Yeah,
that's what fucking ruined Marilyn Manson for me at Soundwave that year. Because he was just a fuckwit.
Yeah, right.
He was just, like, talking shit and drunk and fucking just... Yeah, he's... Like, there was a chick in the crowd with her tits out, and he's like, this is my stage, you know, this... The attention's supposed to be on me, not you. And, like, the whole crowd, like, 10,000 people, just, like, went quiet.
Yeah, that's
he's
awkward.
Like, actually, never mind. Continue.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and... Then the fucking Slipknot fans started because he was before Slipknot.
Yeah.
And he like walked off stage because he was just getting shit thrown at him and like people yelling stuff. It wasn't going well.
Mm-hmm.
And then he walked off stage and there were people obviously telling him to get back out and do his full set. Like, and then you just heard the Slipknot fans like, Slipknot, Slipknot. Slipknot, and he just had to like walk back out and finish the set. There was a dude next to me, like next to us as well, and he threw a drink bottle, and like we're like 100 meters away from the stage. He threw a drink bottle at Marilyn Manson. Like, you're never gonna hit him.
Yeah,
someone's just in the crowd.
Someone's copped it.
Yeah, just copped a fucking
that was
water
not
bottle.
For you, but
yeah. So wow, what the fuck.
It's addressed to Marilyn Manson. He's like, fuck, all right.
Oh, man. And fucking, that was a year I waited because Metallica was playing that same year, and they came out like super late, like 40 minutes late after the last act. And I could only stay for like 2 minutes, like two songs. And I was like, yeah, fuck this. Like, fuck this. I've got to piss so fucking bad. I've been waiting here like an hour, over an hour and a half. And I'm like, and I'm two songs in and I'm about to piss myself.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I just like, we just went out the back. And then there was a dude there complaining. He'd been there all day, like back row of the stadium. Right, awful acoustics in a stadium. Like, it's there to watch sports. He's like, your fucking acoustics in this place fucking sucks. I've been here all day. It's all fucking echoey and
wouldn't
shit.
Wouldn't you have figured it out by then?
Yeah. We're like, it's pretty good up the front, eh? We've been down there all day.
Yeah.
Didn't have a problem. He's like, I'm fucking going to Brisbane next time. This fucking sucks.
Did you buy tickets for the show they cancelled? Or the tour they cancelled?
Nah.
Nah.
Did you?
I did. I was devastated.
Yeah. Who was playing that last year?
Who?
Yeah.
No, it was Metallica, I mean.
Oh, Metallica. No, yeah. No, I didn't.
They
yeah.
cancelled because someone was on
no,
drugs.
No, Hetfield's fucking...
Yeah.
It's like, aren't they all on drugs?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Obviously he's clean now, isn't he? He went on Rogan.
I don't know. He was in rehab. Hetfield. He went in yeah. whenever they booked the tour. So.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, fuck, man.
Do the drugs after the tour.
That's what I'm saying. Just get loaded, make us all happy, and then fuck off to rehab. Like, why do you have to cancel it? They're all on drugs anyway.
Yeah. I don't know.
They do some of their best work on drugs, I would say.
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
Yeah.
You don't listen to Primus and go, people should not listen to this on drugs.
Yeah.
Like, it... Yeah. 28 years old, I've just discovered marijuana and MD.
I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone else went through this in their like early 20s.
I did it at 14.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got over it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did it at 14 where you like you had nothing to fuck up in your life. Like the worst thing you can do is like you dropped out of high school and became a tradie.
Now I'm a tradie anyway, yeah.
Mitch, on the other hand, he's got plenty you can lose.
He's got a marriage you can fuck
everything,
up.
Yeah,
dangerous times for him.
Yeah.
Two mortgages, a marriage.
What does the wife think about it, mate?
She gets stoned with me.
All right.
To deal with him getting stoned, obviously.
Yeah, fuck. I walked out there. I was like, how are you going? And she just got like bright, like wide eyes.
Like, yeah, good.
And then just like turned back to the computer and went back to it. And I'm like, fuck, how do you even play video games right now?
Tanya's fucking very good at holding her weed.
Yeah.
Yeah, way better than you.
Way better than me.
So it's not like you don't have a high tolerance for it? Like,
I mustn't. No. Yeah, the first stuff he gave me wasn't
20 minutes in. Don't reveal your drug dealer on the podcast again.
Yeah, who do you get your MDMA off to?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For fuck's sake. Anyway.
I didn't even think about it. It's so fucking casual.
I wonder if it was the weed.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Oh, shit. That was the worst thing about burning the fuck out of my hand on Friday too.
Oh, you burned your hand.
Was it? Yeah, I got some bud off a random punter. So, got some. And I was like, I'm going to try a bit of that.
Yeah.
And I smoked a bit of it, and that was all good. I got scared, and I went to bed. Because I haven't done it in a while. I was like, fuck this. I'm just going to sleep this off.
Yeah, no, I tried to fight through it. Not a good idea.
No. I had voices in my head going and shit. I was like, this is fucked. I need to go to bed.
Oh, yeah. I like legit had a fucking someone talk to me at one point, just like out of the ether. Like, don't even know what they said. Don't even know if it made sense. I'm like, that's not a good sign. Oh, fucking wow. Hope that doesn't happen again. Anyway.
Yeah, no, you should stop. Or go to bed.
Yeah.
Yeah, was in work, and that's when there was like a little three-step aluminium ladder with like it's got like a black top, like you were saying, like a painter's shelf on it where you can put your brushes and shit when you're doing stuff.
Mm.
And fucking one of the boys at work left a hot soldering iron on top,
sake.
One that's gas powered, by the way.
Yeah,
no cord on it, and half the handle is fucking black, the same color as the top of the ladder, and it's just got this little fucking silver tip on it. So I didn't fucking see it.
Yeah.
And I've just come up and like put my fucking arm on the ladder and talk some shit. And I'm like, hey, one, ah, what the fuck? I was on there for a good 2 seconds before I realized. And I thought something bit me. I'm like, what the fuck is that?
Just like, you didn't fall off.
No, it was a three-step, like tiny aluminium ladder. And my,
still.
I was just next to it. I didn't walk up the steps or anything. I just put my arm up to like a council worker just to fucking talk some shit. Burnt the fuck out of my hand. And then they're all like, oh, it's because you fucking smoked weed last night. Fucking...
Like, it's no, it's because it's some fuckwit left a soldering iron in soldering the ladder.
Yeah.
Yeah. My soldering iron was like, it was Milwaukee. It was like fucking bright red and like big as well. Like the size of my forearm. And fuck, that was good. Never got that back either. Fucking cunts.
What? Fucked up.
Yeah, damn. Well.
Oh.
Fuck it.
Easy come, easy go.
Yep.
Yeah, what goes around comes around.
Yep.
Yep.
Had that for like fucking 2 weeks before I quit.
It is what it is.
Yep.
Yeah.
Got any others?
What?
Shit sayings?
Oh, yeah. Don't look a gift horse in the mouth.
What the fuck's a gift horse?
It's a horse that someone gave you as a gift, mate. What do you think a gift horse is?
I don't know. I thought it was like a horse carrying gifts or something.
No, it's a horse is the gift, and you're not supposed to look at its teeth because it's like bad fucking manners. Because it's a free horse. Why are you checking how old it is, cunt? Just fucking take the horse.
What if you don't want a horse?
Exactly. What if you don't want a horse?
I
don't
want to do dental work on this motherfucker as well.
Yeah. And what if the horse is a Trojan horse?
Ah.
And it's got a little midget inside it?
It's got fucking heaps of cunts in there. Maybe if you looked that horse in the mouth, you wouldn't have got fucked.
Right.
Yeah.
The idioms are dumb.
Yeah, it's really applicable to
don't jerk off in the kitchen. If the frying pan's on, that's my idiom. You like that one?
No.
If you don't want to get burned on the dick, don't fuck a hot fryer.
That's good. That's really good.
Yeah.
Good advice, Mitch.
Mm.
Yeah.
Pass that on.
That on board.
Yeah.
Yep.
If you don't want to go to jail, don't rape puppies.
Yep, it's more good advice. It's sound.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep. It's uncomfortable now.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Don't fuck a gift horse in the mouth.
And don't rape a gift horse either.
Yeah. Just keep your dick away from the gift horse.
Yeah. Don't let the gift horse fuck you, or you end up like Mr. Hands.
Yeah, we should get Jared on the podcast.
Speaking of horses and fucking animals, is that what you mean? Yeah.
His bit on fucking chickens is great, though.
Oh, it's so good.
I love it.
Don't tell him that. You'll only inflate his ego.
He's gotten really he's been doing really well the last few weeks.
Gone up.
He's not attacking the crowd anymore.
Yeah,
he's not doing like Nazi shit either.
Yeah,
he hasn't walked a table in a long time.
Yeah, fuck.
He's definitely doing well.
Who walked a table the other night at the Crown? Can't remember who, but there was definitely...
We know who. We all know who.
Right.
About that. Yeah. Crazy. Crazy shit. That was some crazy shit at the Beaumont as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. In terms of content of jokes and... me fearing for the safety of others in the venue.
Really?
Yeah. It's just doing some weird shit. I had a chat to him after it. I'm like, what the fuck was that about, man? Like, I didn't have time to prepare. I just sort of did it. I'm like, oh, fuck, all right. Man. You're a crazy dude. I'm not there. I said it. He's a fucking weird dude.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he gets fucking up, like,
I'm so
angry
curious
about
right now.
Photo frames.
Yeah.
Picture frames.
Picture frames. He just gets angry.
Fucking picture frames. He's like, where did that come from?
Picture frame. Whoa, Jesus. They're not even mine.
He needs to do more of that, though. Get that anger out.
I think that's great, the way he blows up about
look,
picture
it got,
frames.
It got laughs at the Beaumont.
It did?
Yeah, because he did some really creepy shit about, like, the Rorschach test or whatever you call it, like the ink blot test.
Yeah.
He was like doing stuff about that and about like killing people and shit, and it was really fucking weird. He was like, oh, it was just off the top of my head. I'm like, that doesn't help.
that makes it worse.
He's like, I didn't have time to prepare. I'm like,
that means they're the actual thoughts going around in your brain.
And I was like, all right, that's cool. After doing that and like setting yourself up as a psycho, doing the I've got picture frames in my house of other people, it worked really well. Got a good laugh. So that was good shit.
Yeah. Were they roasting people for doing old material?
Everyone sort of did new stuff. But not really.
Did you do any old stuff?
I did my old opener of identifying as a fuckwit, and then I just went into new stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, I've noticed you brought that back. What's the story there?
Oh, it's
why not?
Brushing the dust off it. Just see how it goes.
Fair enough.
I haven't done it in a bit. Yeah.
Happy with how it's going?
I like it how you're like kind of passive aggressive about it. You're like, so how do you feel it works?
No, I'm just curious.
It's like it's your bit. And, and you're like, so how's that going?
No, I'm just curious because I'm interested in like bringing back bits that you wrote when you were
shit. It's still
and then seeing now you've got some stage time. See if you can make them work differently. Or
yeah, no, well, it was the setup to the whole trans bit that I did ages ago. Like that was the setup into it.
Yeah.
So I just took it out of that because I thought it would work good as an opener.
Yeah.
Ah, right. Yeah,
it's
cool.
It's a good opener, I think.
Cool.
It went well. I tested a couple of times. I did it at Gosford Sailing Club and everyone loved it there because they were just that type of crowd.
Yeah.
You could tell. They're not going to like some woke person going up and telling them about their genders and shit. It's fucking Gosford. They don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
So. When did you do Gosford?
2 or 3 weeks ago, I think.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
And still on.
How'd you go?
Good. Yeah.
Good room, eh?
Yeah, it is. When they wouldn't shut the fuck up, though.
Oh.
Garling was emceeing, Mitch Garling, and fucking just had to tell him to shut the fuck up so many times.
Oh.
There was a little bit of heckling going on, but mostly just talking to each other, which is worse, I feel.
Because that's rude.
Yeah. Isn't it like in a room away from everything? You've got to actually on
and everyone's
walk
like
in there.
Yeah, rows of tables room. Like pointed towards the stage.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's still people just talking shit.
That's a shitty thing to do.
Yeah. Oh, well, it happens, but yeah, you just got to wrangle them in, I guess.
Yeah.
Like the MC can only do so much. Like once you're up there, if you start trailing off a bit and they start talking, then you've got to fucking bring them back.
Yeah, grab them by the balls.
I think, I had their attention pretty well though because of the shit that I talk about.
Yeah.
Like they're like, what the fuck is going on here? This is a bit fucking weird. This dude's talking about jacking off in a towel and fucking being a fuckwit.
Fuck, I still haven't watched my bomb from Crown last week.
Oh. Were you there for that?
No, that was the one I was saying. I felt sick, so I didn't come down.
Yeah.
Felt sick after watching him.
I heard it was bad. Pretty horrendous.
So bad. Kyle Legacy fucking talked me up.
That's the worst.
This guy's funny. You know, you're going to love him.
How wrong he was.
Was it new shit?
Yeah, I wanted to do new stuff.
Yeah, right. Did you just get heckled by your
Siri
iPad?
Siri heckled you. I don't know how to respond to that. Hey Siri, who is the new shit? Yeah, it was fucking rough. I think it might be worth even putting it on the podcast. Just because there's absolutely nothing of substance there. It's
like right now?
Like not the rest right of the now. Podcast.
Like at nothing the end of the podcast, substance. Just chop it in there, throw it in there.
That'd be cool.
It was like...
That's your bonus content for Patreon. For $1 a month, you can get access to Mitch sucking dick on stage.
Yeah, Yeah, I'll chuck it up on the Patreon. I think that's a good idea.
Yeah.
But you have to show me at some point.
Yeah,
as
I'll
well.
Show you. Oh. I'll show you after the show.
For a dollar, mate.
A dollar? It's reasonable in these times, I suppose. Yeah. You gotta do what you gotta do. You
gotta support your local artists, especially that's right. when they're eating dick for 2 minutes on stage at a time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I feel your pain. It hurts. When
I was just like, nah, not happening. See ya. I still blew him a kiss.
Don't worry, I followed it up by 8.5 minutes of eating shit on stage.
Yeah. You bombed too.
Yeah.
Yeah. You forgot your joke, but just powered through it. You're like, oh, that's right. And then I went through it.
Yeah.
And it's so fucking
but
embarrassing.
But you're also sitting in his bomb too for...
Yeah, you didn't follow me, did you?
Like, a little bit.
No, I didn't follow you.
No.
Oh, you didn't?
I went up
right.
a bit after.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
But, yeah. It was fucked. It was a rough night. No one wanted to be there. It's like this whole corona fucking thing.
Mm. Are you... Is that... Your excuse for the crown?
I only went because Kyle was there. I was like...
Like, you know it's a bad night if Legacy's having a hard time.
That's what I
soon.
Thought. Fucking Legacy's going to be easy to pump everyone up for sure.
Yeah. And
it's going to be a good night.
They weren't fucking feeling it.
No. Nah.
And like, he even ended up fucking attacking him a bit.
Yeah.
And he's calling old mate a jockey. Like, the manager.
Yeah, the fucking jockey heckled me.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I just stared at him. I was like,
he's the
yeah,
guy
nah.
that did that promo video.
Apparently it was on Tabs. Good that one. Night. Yeah, the promo video.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck. Yeah, that guy. Apparently he was on Tabs. And they fucking rung out the bar mat and gave him a grey snail to drink and he was just throwing up.
Well, that was that night.
Bin. Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a fuck night all around. I loved it. Then we went back to Mayfield and fucking Ronan
got
and
got on the bongs.
Yeah, they were fucking getting on it yeah. afterwards. Which what else are you gonna do when it's been that fun of a night?
Mm.
Yeah.
I hope that wasn't not recording. No, I checked it.
Yeah, you did.
I think that's Jesus. I think that's just to check, like to listen to it.
Why are you even fucking with it?
I just saw that that button was up and all the other ones were
down. I'm not even allowed to touch my mic stand anymore.
Nah. Because you turn your mic off. Is everyone's mics on?
Yeah,
let's check
on.
This at halfway in.
It's a great idea.
Oh, fuck.
Fucking back hurts. I'll tell you.
I got to fucking give a shout out to Mitch Garling. Did you see his post on Facebook?
No.
I did read one. What about? What
just
was about?
Talking about like how much money it's cost him because it's like festival season and stuff. Like, yeah, it is fucking rough. Like $2,000 he's lost just in gigs.
Yeah,
so
plus
far.
All the hotels and
yeah,
like planes and all planes, that kind of shit.
Which I think is fucked. Like, if you're an airline and people can't, like, are traveling for business. And that business has gotten cancelled. Just give them their fucking money back.
Mm. Yeah, but they're all worried about going out of business too.
I don't give a fuck.
I don't give a fuck about airlines. I don't give a fuck about comedians that I know.
Well, honestly, like, you
if
pay
all
for a service.
If airlines go bankrupt, we're in trouble.
They're not going bankrupt.
Yeah, no, they'll get bailed out by the government.
Yeah, exactly. Fucking
Mitch
like
Garling, on the other hand, won't get bailed out by the government. So go check out Mitch Garling's podcast, Dead Dad Society.
Yeah.
Available on Spotify and iTunes.
He's like, oh, yeah, if you've got a dead dad, message me and jump on the podcast. So I messaged him. He's like, nah, I'm good.
Did he actually?
He's like, I've got other comedians coming on. And then the next week it was just him. And I was like,
yeah. You bombed with Mitch Garling.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't care that your dad's dead and that my podcast is called Dead Dad Society.
Yeah.
You're not coming on.
Yeah.
Oh, brutal.
Wow.
Because that'd just be sad. What are you just going to talk about?
Our dead dads.
Our dead dads.
What? I haven't checked it out. What does he talk about? Is it just...
Oh, he just talks about all sorts of shit. Just like
cool.
General goings ons. Like,
yep.
And then he'll smash a Paul Blart DVD. Cause apparently he's against Mall Cop or some shit.
Dude.
Yeah, I can get on board with that.
That fucking, that Photoshop you did of our friend.
Yeah.
He fucking, we've got a friend who looks just like the actor from Paul Blart, Mall Cop. So Ethan Photoshopped his face onto it. And it is fucking brilliant. Like, the funniest thing I'd ever seen in my life. Like,
Works really well for an audio podcast.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Yeah. And
you need to put that on the end.
He used to be a security guard at fucking Market Town as well.
Oh.
So it's like, it was even better. That was the funniest thing about it. Yeah. Fuck. Man, some of it, the photoshops. I stand by the fucking Adam Ronan baby mask thing.
Yeah, I'm waiting for this.
Yeah. He looks. I'll show you. Just fill in dead air for me while I look this up.
I have no idea what you're talking about, so it's hard to fill in dead air when...
We were talking shit about Adam Ronan the other day.
What else is new? Fuck you, Adam, and your fucking apocalypse drinks. I'm not going.
Yeah, the worst, but you just have to listen to him ranting too.
That's Adam
while you're
Ronan.
Drinking beer.
What? Point it towards the camera. I've got a camera now.
Oh, yeah, the camera.
It's everyone knows it if they see it. It's literally like the face mask of the crying baby. That's Adam Ronan.
That's who you got to go have doomsday drinks with.
Can you buy him one? Like, is it a mask?
Fuck, we should.
Buy?
Yeah, it is a mask.
Why don't we just do sets all in that mask?
Oh,
yeah.
Man. Yeah.
No, we all do Adam's set. In that moment.
Just take one bit each.
Over again. Yeah. No, the exact same 5-minute set.
That's even better.
Every fucking time.
Fuck yes. Fuck yes. What's the tagline? I've forgotten it now.
Yeah,
if I'd
fuck
have to
you,
describe
Adam.
Myself, it'd be an avocado.
Everyone hates me.
Fuck it, hell. I'd one. I was going to, if I was going to roast him, it'd be like, my name's Adam. I feel like a one of those shitty fucking hollow Maltesers, you know? Look right from the outside, but just fucked on the inside.
Oh, man. He was supposed to be on the podcast today. I will let everyone know that. But he was like, nah, I got to fucking sit at home and watch gay porn.
That was his excuse, exactly.
Yeah.
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 No, nah, something about the Knights game, which is... basically the same thing.
Yeah, gay porn.
They can't.
Pretty much.
They're not allowed to have crowds at the games, too. I'm pretty sure.
Really?
Pretty sure that's a thing.
Man, if this was going to be like the video cast in the studio over at Crown, I was going to get us fucking like SARS masks and like gloves and shit.
Good luck
to wear.
Good luck finding those things at the moment.
Yeah,
it's good
fucking
point.
Hard to
Everyone's
come across.
Bored them out.
Yeah.
You guys got toilet paper?
We got like 12 rolls left, I think.
12 rolls, that's pretty solid.
Ah, not with a chick.
That's true.
I've been shitting and showering.
Yeah, wow.
I just shit.
So you're like proper out of toilet paper, or you just...
No, I'm just Jewish. It's just business as usual, really.
Yeah.
That's what I always do. I'm not going to waste fucking valuable toilet paper.
Oh, man.
Well, I can just go for a shower and wash my asshole.
You ever fucking jumped in the shower after a shit and you're like, thank fuck I did that. Like, you wiped normally and then you're like...
There's no way that would have worked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, holy fuck.
Yeah.
I didn't know you could jump. fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice fudgy one.
Yeah, it's a mess. You're like, fuck, man.
That
chick
beer.
You posted in Discord the other week, she had a... messy butthole.
A messy butthole.
Yeah. Like.
Mitch is an asshole connoisseur.
Yeah.
It's in his
she had like
name.
Poop on her ass.
All right.
You could actually see it. And I was like, huh.
I don't remember this.
It's because you don't look at buttholes as closely as I do. I get right in there. I'll bring it up for that.
Thanks, mate.
Yeah. It was. Yeah.
It's Adam Ronan. At least he does listen to this podcast, so
he might hear this.
Yeah, he might hear this. There's a chance.
With
you
any
fucking
luck.
Cunts.
Oh, the pitch is gone.
Oh no,
they're not loading properly. But
Hull.
Ethan's posted a photo of her, what she looks like dressed, and then posted a photo of her butthole.
Oh, yeah, damn.
Yeah.
Shit out of luck.
Good one.
So full of fucking content. You've written any new jokes?
Yeah, the ones I did last week.
Yeah, fair enough.
They were good, man.
Thank you.
Without any sarcasm at all.
Yeah, I didn't know what to think about the way you just said that.
Yeah, oh, no, were, yeah now that I think about it.
That surfing joke is fucking awful.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
No, not those ones.
Oh, okay.
That was the black... They were fucked.
Yeah. No, the ones you did at the...
Stag.
The Stag. They were good. They were good.
Yeah, I felt like I needed to redeem myself after that.
Yeah.
Black butt bomb. Fucking hell.
What was the surfing joke? It was like,
I have to say it on here? Yeah. Like, I've already...
Yeah, let's embed it in the internet forever.
Let's not. Like, let's not.
I'm going to try.
No, I'll do it. Fuck it. It was. It's... See, this is what I went to the writing group. I told Eddie and she laughed and I was like, oh well, there's something there. So I was like, fuck you, Eddie.
She's got fucking coronavirus too.
Yeah, she's not in the right headspace.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so I thought, oh, well, I may as well give it a spin. Apparently not. Apparently I should keep that fucking joke to myself.
I didn't go to that show, the Black Butt, the other week. Why didn't I go to that?
You were getting high at home.
Fuck, really?
Yeah, you've got a problem.
Yeah, shit. I literally forgot about that gig and just sat at home getting high. That's bad.
Yeah, that is bad. It's fucking with your life, man.
Yeah. I've been high 3 times in 10 years.
It's way more than that, life. But sure. It's like 3 times in the past 3 days.
Yeah. Probably less than 10 total. And, I want to show you this messy butthole.
Yeah, you're not getting out of this. What's your joke?
No, and I'm just going to like build it up more because it's so terrible.
Yeah.
Damien, straight after, he's like, balls out for trying some new material, man, but that's a fucking dad joke, dude.
Yeah.
I was just straight up. I was like, yep, fair call.
Thanks.
I think the crowd thought that too.
I'm being heckled by a guy who doesn't turn up to comedy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, poor Damien.
All right, I'll just get it. Got to remember it now. It's that bad. I've like repressed it.
Yeah.
It was. I love getting tossed off, sucked up, and then spat out, which is precisely why I took up surfing.
I like that.
Eddie liked it.
Yeah.
Again, fuck you, Eddie.
Yeah. Look, I'd have told you to do that.
I don't think it needs three. Like
three.
Yeah. It doesn't need three things.
Am I breaking some rules? Is that what you're saying?
No, you're doing the rules. You're doing like the rule of three thing for it.
Oh.
So you're doing like tossed off.
So it just needs one.
Yeah, it just needs one.
Oh.
So like, I like getting up early so I can get tossed off. That's why I go surfing or something. Right. I don't know, something fun.
Why are we
like
trying to fix this piece of
shit
joke? Yeah,
it's fucked anyway, isn't it? Yeah. There's not much point.
Yeah. See, that was... come on. You got to unleash some of your fucking bomb jokes now.
My bomb jokes.
Yeah.
What did I do? I did, it wasn't really a bomb because it wasn't really a joke, is how I'll preface this. I went up talking about, I didn't even do my joke. All right, it's a bomb because I didn't even do my joke. I forgot it. So it's a bomb in my eyes. But I started out with like, does anyone know like this Corona thing? And I'm doing Corona jokes, which is even more hack. So already shit to begin with. Went up and said like, where did it start? Like, first I heard it was like the bat, like the bat soup fucking bullshit. Did anyone hear about that? And then like one chick at the back, like, yeah, I heard about the bat. I'm like, all right, so we got bat over here. And I was like, and then I heard it was like an armadillo or some shit. And then some dickhead's like, it's a pangolin. I'm like, all right, thanks, fuckhead, for correcting me. Pangolin, like armadillo fucking thing. Someone ate that and now they've got corona. And I'm just ranting on stage. And I'm like, did anyone ever think it was just, you know, the Hong Kong protests were going on too long, so the Chinese government's like, fuck this shit, just release it. Like, that was my joke.
Yeah.
And it fucking bombed.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, well, not everyone's into conspiracy theories. And like, I prefaced it with like, yeah, I got stoned the other night, so I was having a think about this. And everyone laughed at that, but they didn't laugh at the actual fucking what I came up with, which I think is pretty true.
Like, I wrote a joke and I just found it and I wrote it stoned. I don't even remember writing
it. Oh, awesome. This is gold.
This is going to be good.
This is bad. Okay. All right. So, people who want to ban drugs have never fucked on drugs.
Not a review.
I fucked on drugs the other night, and I fucked like a porn star. It was great.
Oh, this is bad.
Yeah.
He's going to have such an addiction.
Yeah, true. Tying those in.
Yeah.
He actually went good at comedy the other night when he got high.
Yeah, so he's just, yeah.
I'm not doing that again. It's not worth it. It's really not worth it.
You get high after the show, idiot.
Yeah.
I think you went well because Kyle said you were high too.
Yeah, I know. If I'd have just got up there and just been like...
They would have been like, oh, that's a quieter set than I've seen Mitch do before.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, you cuties.
Hey,
you. Do you mind if I call you cuties?
Yeah.
I don't want to offend anyone.
Yeah. I'm about love, man.
Oh, man. I was fucking... Like, when he started saying... At first, he's like, yeah, this next comedian's fucking stoned.
You were looking straight at him, and I saw your eyes, and you didn't register at all.
Yeah, no, I was like, oh, you're like, another comedian. Like,
and then you looked around, too. You went, oh, I wonder who that is.
Yeah.
I'm like, I was still staring at you like, you don't realize, do you?
Yeah, and then I realized, and I was just like, oh, I'm not ready for this.
You idiot. That's so funny.
Oh, man. So... Anyway, back to my shitty joke. Yeah, if they've ever been on the weed,
Have
you ever been on the weed?
Two people fucking on weed. Enjoy the soft caress of your face against their soft kiss of the lips. The soft breathing into your ear before
the
she
soft
whispers.
Cock. Thumbed against her.
Yeah. The soft breathing into your ear before she whispers, choke me, daddy.
All right, where's the punchline?
Yeah, that was the punchline, apparently.
Oh, my God.
Now, what were your thoughts when you woke up and read it?
I just found it then.
Oh, right.
So, you're seeing this, like, I read it while you were talking, but I'm like, yeah, this is what I wrote. Hi, I don't remember writing it.
Fuck, that's cool.
Yeah. It's like all
the
time.
Did you write this after you fucked? You're just in bed just typing it out like, oh yeah, this is going to be so good.
Yeah. It must have been.
That was such a good thought. I'm glad I like remembered what that was.
Yeah.
So, I'm glad you told us. And,
yeah.
Like not on stage.
Yeah.
I went to have sex with Tanya the other night. She was like holding on to the cat. I like went to push the cat off. The cat just like dug his claws in, ripped her arm. I was like, oh, man, that's a boner kill. Man, you fucking don't feel... That was the worst. I'll take any bomb over that feeling when you're, like, trying to be sexy and the cat's in the way, so you're like, yeah, get out of the fucking... He just, like, ripped her fucking arm open. She's, like, crying. Like, oh, God damn it.
Cats are fucked.
Oh, they're the worst. That's another reason to hate them.
Yeah.
Should have just did what I did, just put a finger in his ass.
The cat?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did.
Oh, what?
I didn't put it in his ass. Like, and I didn't poke him in the asshole. I, like, got him just below the asshole. Because he always comes up and puts his fucking ass in my face. So I just went, boop. I only had to do it once. He fucking doesn't come near
me. Never again?
Yeah.
Doesn't come near me.
Good call.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
Just give me a little poke, you know? Get the fuck out of here.
Well, he used to come up to Ethan, because Ethan's always like, fuck off, leave me alone. So Django's like, oh, yeah, this annoys him, so I'm going to do it. Like, my cat's a fucking cunt. Like, actively go out of his way to annoy you.
Mm.
Yeah, so Ethan's just like, oh, fuck it, I'll molest you.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Yeah.
Got him in the taint.
Oh, it's his cat.
Yeah.
My cat.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I tickled his cat's taint, and now it won't look at me.
It won't make eye contact, which was already an issue considering he's only got one eye.
That's true. It's like a $2,000 cat. Or more than.
More.
What is it? No, I don't even care.
It's a feral.
It's a feral cat. It's born on a farm. I just like...
Why is it $2,000?
Because it's fucking mauled by one of my dogs. Popped its eyeball out of its head.
Right.
No, I couldn't like...
Because the cat fucks with things.
Yeah,
the dog was probably trying to have a root, and the cat was sitting there.
Well, the dog was asleep, and the cat was probably fucking with his tail like he used to always, and didn't think fucking bear could get him. But he got him.
You'll never get this.
Yeah. It's 5 o'clock in the morning. I walked out and he was just like...
You missed a valuable opportunity then to just stomp the cat's head in and just be like, no more cat.
Yeah.
Sorry, honey. The dog really got to him. Fucked him up fucked. Real bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably not stomp his head, but like just strangle him and leave him on the ground. That probably would have worked.
Yeah, probably. People were brutal to cats back in the day, though. Like, my boss is telling me about, like, they lived on a farm and they used to get, like, litters of cats all the time. And his pop would just fucking put them all in a bag, just fucking chuck them in the river. Just like, see ya.
That's fine. Like,
people don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Like, people were so much less empathy back in the day. It's like, eh, whatever.
Yeah.
It's just life. Fuck it. Yeah, into the river.
Yeah. I was at, yeah, this reminds me of a story. I was at my cousin's house years ago and her ex-boyfriend, that was his house. The cat kept running on the road and one day it's just like ran out, bang, got hit by a car. He's just picked it up and just thrown it in the bin, just straight in. I was like, that is brutal, but he's like, fuck, it was going to happen. Like, he kept running out. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Shaz picked up a dead cat off the road today, didn't put it in a bin, took it to the vet.
There's that option too.
Well, what's the vet going to do for a dead cat?
Oh, it was clearly dead?
Yeah, it was fucking dead as shit.
Scan for a microchip and inform the owners that their cat is dead.
Inform it. Well, if the it's a cat, they don't really come back, do they? They might disappear for a bit.
Yeah.
If your cat's been missing for more than 2 weeks, it's either found a new family. That's what you tell the kids.
They're not very loyal, are they?
No, I had a friend who had a cat and it just fucking... Like, just went and found a new family.
Just nipped off?
Yeah, just fucking got adopted by some other family. Used to, like, every couple of months, it'd come back and be like, hey, what's going on? All right, fucking see yous.
Yeah, food's still not that good here either. Like, I'll go back. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I love animals. I don't like seeing animals hurt.
No.
But if I had to choose between if I had a dog or a cat, which one's going to get hit by the car?
Oh, 100%.
I'm picking the cat every day.
Yeah.
I just don't feel the same way about them. It's fucked.
They don't really care that you're there as much as a dog.
Yeah, I guess so.
The dog's always pretty pumped to see you, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. I fucking love my dogs. Like, I got 2 dogs. You met them.
Yeah. Tyson and they're cool, yeah.
Like, fucking... Just like... Tyson's just happy if you're throwing the ball for him. And that's all he wants, is to throw the ball. And Kojak's just like... I don't give a fuck what you do as long as you're just scratching me behind the ear. And I'll stand here all fucking day. Like, does not give a shit. And Tyson's like the exact opposite. Tyson will pull his head away if you try and pat him. He's like, nah, throw my ball. Mm-hmm. He's like, pull his head away and then push his ball towards you every time. You know what my cat does? Gets molested by Ethan.
Scratches up your wife's arm while you're trying to fuck.
Yeah, there you go. Case in point, right?
Yeah.
Cats are fucking, they're good animals, don't get me wrong, but yeah.
They're just not as good.
They're not as good as, like the amount of times my cat has cock blocked me.
Like, you can shut the door, I mean.
That's it. You just got roasted by Adam. He called you fat boy.
Was that in the group chat?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when are you going to take harder drugs? You're on a slippery slope.
Yeah, fuck
this
it.
Is the gateway one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Weed's a gateway drug, so
well,
I want to know where he's going.
Yeah, MD. Probably coke.
We've already done coke.
I seriously considered heroin the other day. I was like, I wonder what that's like.
Probably pretty fucking good, but...
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I got given, what's the one that's killing heaps of people over in the US? Fucking...
Coronavirus?
No. Wow. It's real bad. It's like fucking heroin, but like 100 times as strong.
Fentanyl?
Fentanyl. Yeah, I got given fentanyl in hospital. And it was fucking amazing. Like, when it hit my veins, I got this feeling of just like... electric warmth all through my body, and I was like, this is the greatest thing I've ever felt in my life. And she said, would you like some more? And I was like, yes, but I don't need it. And she's like, okay. I was like, fuck, shouldn't have said that second.
Fucking hell.
I was like, this is amazing. And I was, yeah, I was talking about it to like another nurse. I was like, fuck, I wonder what they gave me. She's like, probably heroin. Or as close to as
is that what this shit is?
Yeah, because I woke up, it was after a surgery, my ear. And like, the weirdest thing was, they're like asking me like, oh, how's your ear feel? How's your ear feel? Because like, they literally like cut it off and like fold it over my face while they're doing their shit. And I'm like, my ear's fine, my fucking legs, like the back of my heels, because they'd been like laying straight up, tucked into sheets for like 5 hours. Mm-hmm. It felt like someone had attacked me on the back of my heels with a cricket bat. I was like, my feet hurt, it's probably really bad. Yeah.
It's probably just you being fat. Your fat little legs were just weighing down at the end of the bed for 5 hours straight. I wonder how skinny people get that when they go into surgery.
Probably not, eh? It's probably just me. I got issues. Like, just my fucking body goes numb.
Just lying down.
Like, if my arm's sitting in a certain way for too long, it just goes numb. I'm like, that's not good.
Yeah. I don't think it's great.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Like, I got some fucking blood flow issues.
Yeah.
I'm like,
yeah, we should be more worried about how many times you have McDonald's a week, not how many times you smoke weed a week.
Yeah.
Yeah, weed's not going to kill you.
I'm going to fucking KFC straight after this and taking advantage of the $10 fucking
$10 tendies.
Because that goes away after today, so.
Really?
Oh, mate. Buy 100. Yeah,
10 for... That's a lot of tendies.
It is.
100 is a lot of tendies. I probably...
Think about it. You can freeze them.
Probably just go
how
like
how many
30.
Tendies you going to want when you're stoned, man? Like,
fuck, I could get stoned tonight as well.
Well, I'd say you're going to, yeah.
Until it runs out.
Oh, man. I've still got like a quarter of my stick left, so that'll fucking...
I thought you said, we got to say you have a quarter left. I'm like, you're fucked, son.
Ooh.
No.
A quarter of a stick left? Yeah, nah, you're getting high tonight.
Oh, dude. Like... So, like, my pipes, the piece where you put all the weed in is smaller than, like, a normal bong piece.
Yeah.
And...
Cone piece.
Cone piece. Bong piece. Whatever. I don't know.
So, you're having, like, preggy bongs?
Pretty much. Like, but they're straight. They're not fucking...
They're not fucking gay or nothing.
They're not fucking... haven't got none of that fucking backy shit in them, man.
Just straight up, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
What's your point?
I don't remember.
It's really doing its job, isn't it?
Yeah, his brain's fucked.
Yeah.
I'm fucking munted.
Your brain's like a mashed potato right now,
see,
man.
I burnt myself after smoking a joint the other night. And I learnt my lesson. I went, I'm not getting high.
Yeah.
Tonight. Let me give it a bit of time. Because I've got to be on my toes around fuckheads at work.
Yeah.
Did you at least yell at this fuckwit or what?
Nah, I just shook my head and just went, fuck's sake. It's just because he's one of those cunts that, like, he's not going to admit fault, no matter what.
Right.
He's going, oh, well, you shouldn't have fucking put your hand on it.
Yeah, I fucking hate those guys, Ethan.
It's like, oh, goddamn it.
Those fucking cunts.
Yeah.
Never admit.
Because I am one of them. So, yeah, I know. I'm like, well, cunt, I was working in. You shouldn't put your hand on it. So, yeah fuck yourself.
Yeah. I didn't tell you to put your hand there, fuckhead.
So now I'm just going to set traps up all around the shed to fucking trip him up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The old work site pranks.
Yeah.
Put a fucking scorpion in his shoe.
Yeah. That'll teach him.
That's a good one. That'll teach him. He'll be dead.
Yeah, that might be a bit...
Find out what he's allergic to and give that to him in his lunch.
Sorry, man, I didn't know you wanted
fucking
satay.
Classic stitch up.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, man.
Yeah, he's going to die.
Yeah. Hide his EpiPen, too. He's running around the shop. Help me! Help me!
Like, got ya. totally worth it.
Just super fucking inappropriate jokes.
It's going into anaphylaxis. It's just a prank, bro.
Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah, just chill, man.
I used to have a boss like that who was just like super inappropriate, like, and just the shittest fucking, like, super, like, offensive and, like, fucked up jokes. Like, dude hid my wallet once. Like,
for how long?
3 weeks. I had to go get all new fucking driver's licenses and shit, and then it just, like, turned up in the section.
Pretty sure that's theft at that point.
Yeah, no. I'm pretty sure he realized that, which is why he didn't give my wallet back straight away. It just got found. Like, what the fuck, cunt? I used to always make jokes about, this is before I used to do drugs, used to make jokes about, like, doing drugs in the section. And then, like, he's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I don't care. And then he fucking signed me up for a drug test. Like, he's like, yeah, it's a fucking funny stitch up. I'm like, not if I was always doing drugs, cunt.
Like, that's not funny at all.
He's like, oh, if you'd have told me, I wouldn't have, like, I would have stuck up. I don't fucking know that. You fucking piece of shit. What's wrong with you? Fucking trying to get people.
Just trying to be the cool boss.
Yeah. Yeah. He was always trying to be the cool boss, yeah, as well. Yeah. And he was just like this fucking Asperger cunt. Used to like walk in. Oh, this one day. So there was a chick in the section. And he's like, I'd tell you a joke at my, and you'd laugh your tits off. But it looks like you've already heard it because she was flat chested. Yeah. And it was just like,
that's fucking
like
hilarious.
We were pretty fucking like loose around the section, like making jokes and stuff like that.
Everyone's like, oh,
dude. Whoa. It's
and
funny
she laughed because she used to, she was one of those people who used to laugh lots, like really like laughy, happy, like.
Until that day.
Well, she'd like just laughed. He was like, oh, yeah, whatever. And then everyone's like, oh, fuck, like, that's
like
bad.
Like, she took that well.
Yeah, yeah, like, and it got to the point, like, in that job where if you saw something like that and didn't report it, you'd be in as much, like, trouble,
yeah, right,
as the person who did it because you're a bystander and didn't stick up for them.
You're an enabler,
so everyone's like,
man.
Oh, fuck, are we going to fucking report this? Like, yeah, is this okay? Like.
Meanwhile, she's laughing.
Yeah, well,
you're
she laughed.
You're all freaking out.
Yeah, but she just did it as a reaction more than,
yeah,
anything.
Yeah, like an awkward, yeah, get out of the situation.
Yeah,
sort
like,
of thing.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, it's super funny.
Yeah, but she's like overreact. Not in a weird way, like not in a, like an emotional way, but she'd always like get really excited for stuff. You're like, oh, yeah, I went to the beach. She'd be like, wow. You're like, yep.
It doesn't need
Was
that.
It good? Not really. It was water. It moved. It was waves. It was a whole thing. Wow. Yeah, I didn't do much. Okay.
Too much.
Yeah.
Usually they're just like oversharers, not like over,
yeah,
listeners.
Yeah, she's, yeah, super fucking reactive to everything. Yeah. Oh, man. She was good value, though. She was a good chick.
She's just been socially isolating before coronavirus. So
yeah.
It's just like, oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
I feel like the fucking whole thing has turned. Like, I want to go outside now because everyone else...
Because you can't.
No, not because I can't. Not because I'm being, like, contrarian or anything. It's just that I know there's no cunts out. So I'm, like, more inclined to go out and do shit.
Because you don't like humans.
I don't like other people, yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, I went up to Charlestown Square today and it was fucking awesome.
Yeah.
There's no
cunts
there
around. Yeah.
You're like, oh, this is sick.
It's super dead.
You like, just go to the food court and start jacking off?
Not quite. But I
just
I
was, me?
Just you. Just you, Mr. Big Loads. Is it kind of, it would have that kind of, like, Walking Dead kind of feel about
it.
Yeah,
it was like Homer when the fucking after the apocalypse where he's just going around like come to movies and shit.
Yeah.
And just everyone's dead and he's like kicking their skulls off the back of the chairs and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds good, awesome. Actually.
Yeah, and it made me realize, like, I want a large amount of people to die.
Okay.
But not...
No, you don't want them to die.
Not like a Hitler sense.
You don't want them to die.
You'd
just be happy if they weren't around.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which means that they have to die.
Well.
Yeah.
They could go to camps, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Too far?
Yeah, too far.
Maybe.
I didn't say they had to die in the camps. I'm just saying,
like,
you know.
Camping, you meant? Like,
yeah. Like yeah. It could be a by the lake sort of thing where they do
activities.
Yeah, big
camping trip. Yeah, I know what you meant.
Yeah. And they get gassed to death at the end.
Trying a bit too hard there, champ. Yeah, I don't know. I want to write a joke on that, but I feel like it's already been fucking done.
Hack, everything's hack.
I've been socially isolating since I was...
Yeah, I'm an introvert. I've been doing it for years. I
did
have one thought. It's like, I reckon there would be a lot of happy marriages at the moment.
Yeah.
Kind of like, 1.5, motherfucker, you stay over there.
Oh, but yeah.
That's hack too, really.
They can fucking still yap at you, though.
It's a good point. Good point.
Yeah.
1.5, not enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if you can survive isolation with each other, you might have a chance.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's that angle.
Well, yeah, because I've been working at home as well. And Tanya's hasn't got a lot of work, obviously. She works in a cafe. And yeah, we're just like, we just have to avoid each other. If I'm at work, I'm like at work. She can't like come in and try and suck me off because I'm so beautiful or anything like that.
Because she's so beautiful.
Yeah.
The camera's on, eh? You can see how beautiful he is.
Yeah.
Come and suck me off.
Ugh. How could you resist that, really?
I've nearly finished this round of Call of Duty. Come suck me off.
Just had four bongs and a bowl of cereal, too.
Did you hoard all the Doritos and Mountain Dew from the fucking local Coles?
Oh, man.
Come suck me off and lick my fingers. I don't want to get it on my fucking light up keyboard.
Well, so what are we going to... I'm just thinking today, like, we're not going to be able to do a set for a while.
Well, we got the Kent, and then that's about it.
And then it's going to be like 6 months. We're all going to be shit at comedy again.
We're already shit.
Yeah.
Well, this is a valid point.
We're still going to be shit at comedy.
Yeah.
Yeah, true.
Nothing will have changed. People might come out to see shows. That would be the silver lining.
I feel like it'll turn into what it feels like doing comedy in Sydney.
I don't think it's going to change. I think we're fucked from now on. I think this is a new thing. And I think it's just going to continue this trend, like, long after this thing's done.
Where people don't go out.
A social shift to, like, doing everything online, like, entertainment-wise. I think we're fucked.
Just as, like, a precautionary measure. This is the way the world's going.
I reckon businesses will definitely change the way they, like, do things. They'll be working from home will be a lot more common now. Like, even our company, like the company I work for, they're like, yeah, like this isn't going away now. Like, we've done it. It's working. So, that's awesome.
Yeah, why not do it?
Yeah. Like, especially if you want to save, because, like, my particular, like, my job, your hot desk, where, like, you don't have a set desk. You can just, like, plug in and sit anywhere. So, if they want to save on floor space, you just have like a rotating roster where like you can go into the office 3 days a week and 2 days you work from home.
Mm.
So it's like 40% less office space you need because that 40% is them working from home.
Mm.
So it makes sense. Like the only issue is obviously fucking internet.
Yeah, your internet's trash.
Yeah, it's fucked.
That's going to make working hard.
Yeah, because I take phone calls all day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, and it's fucking rough if you get like an important phone call and like they're lagging out, but fucking shit happens. It's not like you can work from home being a tradie.
Not really.
I'll just fucking build your kitchen in my kitchen.
Yeah, and then I'll build a house in the backyard and I'll fucking just transport it over.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm fucked if this is the way the world's going.
It's only you. So you're just like, fuck it, cunt. Go out somewhere while I'm working in your kitchen.
Yeah, true.
Like,
just don't breathe on me shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you mostly work by yourself, don't you?
I do. Yeah. For this reason. This was all, I was thinking ahead of the curve, man.
Yeah.
I was like, I can't have employees. I can't rely on them because what about coronavirus?
Exactly. What about global pandemics? That's what you really need to think about when you're starting up a business.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
All of those preppers are fucking laughing their asses off now, though.
Yeah.
I'm watching that show and I wrote a bit about preppers, like about this fat fuck in New York who like had trouble getting over fences. And the joke is like, I'm just like that dude, but I haven't even got the confidence to try and jump over a fucking waistline brick wall. I'm like, I just like, if that's a real apocalyptic scenario, I'm like, fuck, there's a brick wall there. I'm not getting over that. I'll either walk around it or die.
This is the way it ends. Fuck it.
Yeah. And they're fucking brutal in their editing. Like, they know it's a comedy as well, the people who do it.
Yeah.
Because this guy's like, they could have been nice to him and cut out the bit where he's walked up to the brick wall and tried to jump over it and failed. Because he hasn't got the upper body strength of a fucking normal person. Like, the dude in front of him who's showing him how to get out of New York, like, just fucking hops over it like he's nothing because he's actually a fucking half-fit human being and he's just, like, an office fat dude just like me. He just, like, goes to hop up and then he looks directly at the camera after he fails and he's just like, oh, man, that's going to make it on the show.
That's going to I think we're done. That's fucking... Oh, that's an hour 13.
Fuck.
Killed it.
What is it with us and fucking always going over time on podcasts?
I don't know. Well, just waiting for the content to get good.
Yeah.
It never does. That was all right.
I felt like this is a good one.
It was.
Had some laughs.
Fucking mad shit.
Fucking... Please go out and support local comedians. If you have seen someone... and you like them, and they've got like a Patreon or something like that, fucking just subscribe to it for a month or so, like, whatever. Like, even if they can't make content now, because, yeah, dudes like Mitch Garling and stuff like that who've, you know, they've lost a heap of their, like, yearly income at the moment. I think it's pretty fucked, so please share that around, get behind it. Not like us. We don't actually need the money.
Yeah, do not donate to this podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
Send your money to decent humans.
Yeah,
please.
Yeah, Ben, no donations, man.
Yeah. Ben, cancel your subscription.
Yeah.
Give it to Mitch Garling this month.
Just this month, though. After that.
Fuck Mitch Garling.
Yeah. Back on it. All right.
All comedy's cancelled for the time, for the distant future. So, with all you got.
Yeah,
this is it now.
If you this want, might take off now. This,
yeah, everyone's gonna have nothing else to do. We'll live stream. Yeah,
and last week we had a podcast war, sort of. It was great.
Not really.
No, it was totally a podcast war.
Podcast war. What was it on Legend of Skinks? Was that it? Podcast war.
Yeah.
Now. Yeah. Anyway, we're hacks. Enjoy this episode and subscribe to the Patreon. No, subscribe to someone else's Patreon. And check out, what is it? Live from the Bunker. Friday at sometime. Good plug. Check out How to Not Comedy on Facebook. Any more plugs? Check out Mark Beatty if you need any carpentry work done.
Yeah, but you can't be there. But I'll do the work.
He's great at fixing showers. He's fixed my shower.
Have you finished that thing yet?
No, not yet.
You fuck.
The bag. The bag remains.
The bag's back on. There.
The bag remains. That's the.
It was a good bag job, really. Like,
it's not so good. There's water getting caught in it now. I'm like, ooh, I could have done better.
I'm so glad I went up there and did that. Yeah. Looking great.
For all that wood to now be rotten.
Rotten, yeah.
It's not rotten by now.
That's what he thinks.
She'd be right.
I'll be fixing the rotten wood soon. That's cool. That's cool. I get another job, man. This is repeat business.
You didn't even charge me for the last one.
Yeah, you gave me money.
You get charged triple that.
You gave me 50 and a wristy. Yeah. That guy's pretty good.
Look, I wasn't planning on giving you the 50, but it was a pretty fucking subpar wristy, so it's like you have some money too.
Go get some lessons, cunt.
All right, that's the podcast. Love you.
Bye. Bye.